بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We're still studying the chapter of divorce, hadith number 319 in عمدة الأحكام. Who would like to read it? Yes, أخي.
Fatima binte Qais reported that Abu Amr bin Has divorced her for the third and the last time when he was away from home. He sent his agent to her with some barley. She displeased with that. The agent said, "By Allah, that you have no right over us." She went to the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and mentioned that to him. He said, "There is no maintenance due to you from him." And in another narration, "There is no accommodation." He commanded her to spend the iddah in the house of Sharik, but then said that he is a woman whom my companion visit. Spend your iddah prayer in the house of Ibn Maktum, for he is a blind man and you can change your clothes there, and when the iddah is over, inform me. She mentioned to him that Mawiyah bin Abi Sufyan and Abu Jaham had sent proposal of marriage to me. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "As for Abu Jaham, he does not put down his staff from his shoulder. And as for Mawiyah, he is a poor man having no wealth. Marry Usama bin Zayd." I didn't like that, but he again said, "Marry Usama bin Zayd." So I married him, and Allah has made him a lot of good, and I was happy with him. Rawahu Muslim.
Okay, this hadith, Fatima bint Qais. Very long, but I believe that it is, inshallah, easy to understand. Fatima bint Qais' husband or ex-husband, Abu Amr ibn Hafs, divorced her three times. And not that he divorced her as we discussed before. You're divorced, divorced, divorced. This takes place as one. Or if someone says, "I divorce you three times," or "I divorce you 100 times," this does not take place. It has to be a divorce, then reconciliation. Then divorce, then reconciliation. Then the last divorce, and that is it. And in short, his agent, yani the man working for him, one of his subordinates, he asked him to give some barley to my ex-wife as form of charity, as form of maintenance. This is from his own, not that it is mandatory. She thought that, what is this? Being an ex-wife, divorced for the third time, she thought that I'm entitled for more. So she complained to the Prophet ﷺ, who told her, "You have no right in any maintenance nor in accommodation." Unlike what? The first and second divorce. So the Prophet told her that you have no right in maintenance nor accommodation. This means that because you're divorced for the third time, you have to and must leave the house. So go to Sharik. And she was a woman, a generous old woman, that poor people, the poor companions of the Prophet ﷺ visit her to eat. So after he told her that, he remembered that, ﷺ, and then he told her, "No, no, no. This woman, a lot of men come in and out because she is old and she is hosting them. This is not befitting for you. Go to Ibn Maktum." Who's Ibn Maktum? You remember the Surah Abasa. Abasa wa tawalla an ja'ahu Al-A'ma, the blind man. Who's the blind man? Ibn Maktum. So the Prophet told her, go and spend the period of iddah there. He's a blind man, which means that he cannot see you if you change or if anything would happen. This is permissible for the necessity. They didn't have any hotels, huh? So the Prophet did not tell her, go to the hotel or to... And then he said, when you finish your waiting period, come to me. Meaning that don't make anything before informing me. So she came to him, and what the Prophet ﷺ feared happened, but it did not progress. Two proposed to her, Abu Jaham and Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. So she came to the Prophet ﷺ, told him that this is what I'm now eligible to get married, my waiting period is over. And these two men proposed to me. What do you think? So he told her, Abu Jaham does not lift the staff from his shoulder. And Muawiyah is poor and he does not have any wealth. Instead, don't choose any of them. Choose Usama ibn Zayd. So the Prophet was proposing to her on behalf of Usama ibn Zayd. We know who Usama ibn Zayd ibn Thabit. Zayd ibn Thabit was a youngster and was one of the scribers of the Quran and was a learned man. But he was not the one who had a son by the name of Usama. Usama ibn Zayd ibn Haritha. Zayd ibn Haritha was the adopted son of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And he had a son by the name of Usama, the youngster who led the army after the death of the Prophet alayhi salam, and he was only 16 years of age. And in the army were the greatest and the biggest names of the companions, which showed that this man was something, mashallah, of this age. So Usama ibn Zayd ibn Haritha, she said, I did not like him. Why? Because she was a woman from a very famous tribe in Quraysh, an Arab woman. Usama was the son of a freed slave. Zayd ibn Haritha was a slave and then freed. Not only that, Usama was as black as night. His father, Zayd ibn Haritha, was as white as snow. He's a white man. But his son was pitch black. So she didn't like that. And the Prophet again emphasized and reiterated, marry Usama, and she accepted. Because this is the choice of the Prophet. Can the Prophet choose something wrong for her? And then she said, and I was extremely happy afterwards. Because she chose what the Prophet chose, had chosen for her. She had the blessing and the barakah in her life afterwards. Now, going back to this hadith has a number of issues. First of all, maintenance and accommodation are not mandatory for the divorced woman for the third time. But it is mandatory for a divorced woman for a first time until her iddah is over, or for the second time until her iddah is over, because the woman who's divorced for the first and second time is still a wife. What is the iddah? Generally speaking, it is 3 monthly cycles, not one. A normal woman, when she's divorced, her iddah is 3 monthly cycles. Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَالْمُطَلَّقَاتُ يَتَرَبَّصْنَ بِأَنفُسِهِنَّ ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. And the divorcee, females, should anticipate 3 monthly cycles. And we will come to discuss this later on, inshallah. While she's divorced the first or the second, she remains in her house. It is a must. If you divorce your wife for the first or second time, usually what people do, take her to her parents' house. But this is haram. Allah says in the Quran, لا تخرجوهن من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة. You must not take them out from their houses, and they must not go out, meaning moving to another house. It is a must. The third divorce is a different one, because then the wife is completely forbidden. Once he utters the third divorce, khalas, she must wear the hijab, she must separate, she must not be with him in one room. No time to cry and say why. It's over. He's a stranger completely. First divorce, second divorce, they're still man and wife until the 3 monthly cycles are over, which means that she can beautify herself. Why? To tempt him. She has 3 monthly cycles. If he can reconcile, alhamdulillah. So what should she do? Should she stay in the ugliest way possible that so that he would not call her back? No. She should try her level best to beautify herself. She cooks food. She obeys him. She doesn't leave without his order. He talks to her, she talks to him, they sleep on the same bed. Everything is normal until the third menses is over and she's pure, khalas. Now she becomes a stranger to him. Also, we mentioned this, that the divorce in 3 is an innovated and it's haram. You're divorced, 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 and it will not take place until you reconcile. I get a lot of questions. Sheikh, I divorced my wife yesterday or a week ago, and I left the home. I went to my parents. After 3 days, she called me on the phone, and I was thinking of reconciling, but I didn't. And while we were arguing, she said something that made me angry, and I said, you're divorced again. And yesterday, also, her father called me, and I said, yes, I divorced your wife twice, and now I'm telling you she's divorced. How many divorces took place? Only one. Why? Because he did not reconcile. So a second divorce does not take place until he reconciles. So if he does reconcile, the second divorce takes place if he says it. In the hadith, we learn also that if you're consulted, you should give proper advice. The Prophet ﷺ was consulted, and he gave the proper advice. Abu Jahm does not put the staff down from his shoulder. What does that mean? Scholars say that he is a frequent traveler. That's why he puts a staff and he hangs his clothes and he travels a lot. But this is a weak interpretation. The correct interpretation is that he hits his wife. So if you marry him, he will always hit you with a stick, as if you are not human. And this is definitely not acceptable. And that is why the Prophet would not ever recommend him to anyone seeking marriage. And Muawiyah is poor, and you come from a wealthy family. So if you would like to have this or that, and he doesn't have money, he would not be able to help you, and you will live in misery. Does this mean that women should only marry rich men? No, it depends on the character of the woman. If a girl comes from a very rich family, and a beggar comes, or someone with minimal wage, barely able to feed himself, wants to propose and marry her, it would be logical that she knows that if she doesn't have strawberry for breakfast, that would ruin her day. In this case, no. This guy cannot bring you only strawberry, he cannot bring you bread. So no, you choose someone who can afford the minimal acceptable level for you so that such a marriage would be a successful one. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.